And now this is a dictation for Barbara Smith, SMITH, September 1452. Addresses a letter to Dr. Anu, A-N-N-U, Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, A-10-275-0307. Dear Anu, a teleconference, Mrs. Smith, with advanced renal failure, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in February. No hospital admission, isolated nausea, vomiting, that is back to normal. There was diarrhea without bleeding, tolerating diet, keeping hydration. Husband was not affected, no change in urination, no cloudiness or blood. Apparently abnormal urine analysis, although was not having symptoms, supposed to start on antibiotics. Edema is stable, no ulcers. Stable dyspnea, rest and or activity, no oxygen. No major purulent sputum or hemoptysis. No major upper respiratory symptoms. Denies chest pain palpitations. No falling episode of syncope. Next paragraph, she also follows with Dr. Sahai, S-A-H-A-Y, and Dr. Mohan, M-O-H-A-N, cardiology. For blood pressure, clonidine was added. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Demadex, Coric, and now clonidine. She's getting anemia treatment, RNS. Remains on insulin treatment, bronchodilators, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, present weight 318, blood pressure 141/91. She's on no respiratory distress, alert orientation 3, no facial asymmetry. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. From March, creatinine has improved, presently down to 1.6. In February, 1.8. It was running in the middle upper twos. Present GFR 32, stage 3B. A normal sodium potassium, metabolic acidosis of 19. A low albumin, corrected calcium, upper normal, phosphorus normal. Anemia 10.9 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure resolving. This happened at the time of E. coli sepsis, secondary to obstructive uropathy. Next number, recent E. coli sepsis, left-sided chironephrosis in relation to kidney stones, ureteral stents, and pyelonephritis. Resolving. Next number, CKD stage 3B, improve, does not require dialysis. Next number, patient has a pacemaker. Next number, hypertension, diastolic predominance. Continue to watch and adjust medications accordingly. I will prefer to increase Coric and use clonidine, hopefully never. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, anemia, presently stable. Follow with Dr. Sahai. She is a Jehovah's Witness, so she will not receive blood transfusion. Continue RNS. Next number, obesity, sleep apnea, CPAP machine. Next paragraph, all issues discussed with the patient. Come back in 2 months, end of dictation.